Talk Live. We are launching at hour number 3 of the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Going right into your phone calls. We're going back, actually, to Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Marky, we're getting into a point before we went away, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to make that.
Yeah, well, just again, first off, you get rid of the war on drugs and prohibition, which is exactly what it is. It'll, you know, reduce the cost of the criminal justice system and release those people to the free world that we were supposed to have, and enable them to pursue jobs. And that, and the kind of prohibition along with government schools. You know how government schools are about 50 or 60% of the local city budget?
Yeah, it's 60% here where we live, yep.
Yeah, I think it's right about that in most areas. Well, if you reduce, first off, you talk about privatizing the government schools. People always ask, what about the poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you reduce taxes and regulations and businesses, those businesses, they'll be able to profit more, you know, and with that money they can thereby hire and promote these so-called poor people and enable them to, pursue schools of their choice in the marketplace.
Sure.
And with more competition, you know, quality will go up and prices go down, which is what competition does.
You nailed it.
Yeah. And, you know, on top of that, when you talk about public schools, the first thing that always, when you talk about eliminating, the first thing that comes up is the poor people. But it's not really for poor people. That's an issue of welfare, not an issue of educating the public. I mean, it essentially turns out to be welfare for middle-class people. Because if you go to those parking lots and you look at the cars that are driving around, driving those kids home, you're not looking at beaters.
Yep.
You're looking at brand-new cars.
Yeah, and I grew up going to a private school for 10 years, and it cost like $25 a year. It was a Christian school, but I heard the average public school is like $7,000 to $8,000 a year, and inner cities is like $13,000 to $14,000.
Yeah, it's 13 here, and we're not in an inner city at all.
You often see that that public schools cost significantly more per student than private schools cost less than public schools do.
You, by the way, have made some great points so far. There's one other thing I'd just like to add in. Not only would schooling and education become more affordable if we left it up completely to the marketplace because of competition, and it would get better, as you said. But not only that, but poor people have more money in their pocket as well because of property taxes being reduced. If you're cutting property taxes by 60%, and that's what it would be here, then, for instance, I pay $5,000 a year on a duplex here in Keene, New Hampshire. That's a lot of damn money. And $5,000, so let's just say it's 50%. There's $2,500 that I would save right out of the gate. Now, if every property owner in town is saving that kind of money on their property taxes, eventually, and I'd be one of the first people to do it, eventually landlords are going to start reducing their rent. I have a couple living next door in the duplex that they have a young girl. She's going to government school, and I would be more than happy to give them, $200 a month off of their rent payment, which would equal out to about $2,500 a year, basically, that they could keep in their pocket and not have to send to me for the rent, because I'm charging them a bunch of rent simply because I need to make a $500 a month of property tax payment.
Yeah, to pay for the stupid government that we have.
So they aren't the most wealthy people, and imagine how much better their life would be if they got to keep $2,500 extra per year. And that's something that could happen if people were just allowed to keep their money and make their own decisions with it.
Yeah, and people around here, they're complaining about the property tax and all, and they're trying to cut costs. And I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. You can get an accountant with a PhD out there. You can only cut costs so much. You still got to pay for these schools.
Yep.
And people just don't, I mean, they're two radical concepts, the main two ones, besides regulations and taxes. You know, privatizing schools and getting rid of the absurd war on drugs, I don't know if people are ready for it, but if they want to see more money in their pocket, more a safer community, too, and more freedom in their life, that's the way to go. Two big areas right there where I think it could be 50 to 70%.
You nailed it, Mark. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I think people will be ready for it as soon as they perceive it as possible and as soon as they perceive it as popular. And so the more voices we can get out there on the airwaves and into the media talking about these ideas, talking about the free marketplace and liberty and freedom again, then the more popular and possible these things will become.
You know, I think that, you know, today, right now, people aren't ready for certainly the ideas of... I think that people are ready. We're going to see marijuana legalized in our lifetimes, definitely. But I think that they're not ready to look past public schools and that kind of thing. But we just have to keep on saying the same things over and over again, and then they'll get the message.
It may require some level of civil disobedience. For instance, a property tax revolt, I think, would go a long way to really nail it, to bringing those issues to the forefront. Get people together in your area that actually have the courage, that hopefully own their houses outright. I think that's an important factor. That way the government can't just leverage their power over the banks and take your house away from you. If you own your house outright and you start protesting property taxes by only paying perhaps a fraction of them or none at all, like, you know, oh, I'm a single man. I don't have kids in school, so I'm just going to keep that 60%.
Just lining out that particular section.
Yeah. So, you know, and then, but not just doing it alone, having other people to back you up and doing it together as a movement. I mean, you want to talk about drawing attention and turning that into an issue immediately? That's a way to do it. Let's continue with your calls. Ladies first, Hester's on the line, listening on WFTL in Florida. Hello, Hester.
Yes. Good evening.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
I have some problems, like, I never have a credit card in all my life. I'm 67 years.
Oh my.
But because of the system, they, so as to establish yourself, you have to have, in regards to credit, you have to have a credit card, have a credit. So I...
It's helpful.
So after talking, asking around, they said I could take out a credit card with department stores, which I did with Macy's and Bloomingdale.
Okay.
I usually like buy at one department and put it on my credit card, and by the time I get out of the store, I will pay.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, my credit was at zero, and I was still getting getting a monthly statement every month that I hold. By this time when I was paying my regular credit, I didn't realize that there was an insurance Bloomingdale took out on my credit. And what they did, they bill it to an insurance company, and then they paid the insurance company and then put it on my credit.
I don't understand.
This is a credit card insurance. You know, it's credit insurance sort of thing. It's credit card monitoring system that they sell people this upgrade that is worthless. It's not worthless. It is overpriced, and you shouldn't get it.
I didn't have any in mind about taking out an insurance.
I know you didn't intend to do it. They did it to you. I get that they slipped it in on you.
Yes.
And I, you know, I don't know what you can do about it, but
what happened? I ignored it for a while, and then they put my name on bad credit, and people start calling me that I hold Bloomingdale, and eventually when I contact, I realized it was serious. I contact Bloomingdale, and they sent me a letter of apology after a long process, and the insurance company sent me a form so as to fill out to say how much they owe. I sent them a letter and said I could not tell them because how much they owe me, they have to deal with Bloomingdale, because I didn't even know the insurance, that there was an insurance there. I was just paying my credit. So that they put my name on bad credit. Okay, Macy's, now I have Macy's card. I went to Macy's to pay my bill, my final bill. The door was locked. They said there was no more Macy's. It's now Macy's and Burdine's. I went over to Burdine's, and I paid Burdine's. I told them And they said
each
yes.
one of the credit reporting companies has a way that you can dispute. So you get a hold of Experian and TW.
I did it myself.
Excellent.
Very good.
Myself.
We're out of time, but thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank account. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You bring up anything, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those. And they, by the way, include updates. Get on the list. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? You can. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
You know, we were short on time, not a lot of time to talk to Hester there a few moments ago. Also kind of hard to understand her, but it sounded like she was having some credit card troubles. It sounded like she said she was resolving it all on her own without going through the TransUnion? Experian?
Yeah.
There's a third one as well.
Yeah, I wish I was some kind of financial expert. Certainly not.
We're just a couple guys with microphones. Unfortunately, we'll tell you what we can do to help out. But in this case, it sounded like she had it under control. But certainly there is a disputing process that you can go through. And you got to pay attention. When you're getting into some sort of a financial agreement, there's a lot of fine print. And it behooves you, especially if you are not in a wealthy situation where you just have thousands and thousands of dollars where you can pay to make mistakes. It really behooves you to cover your butt and take a look at all the details and really pay attention to your statement as well.
Yeah. It's tough. When they send you those credit card statements, man, it's the finest printing ever. The Bible isn't printed as fine as these things are.
You bring up anything, we go to your phone calls and talk to Charles in South Carolina, listening on WSCFM. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Relating to your previous discussion about the war on drugs, I read with great interest today an AP article on our front page in Charleston that says that we reached a milestone in January, our nation did, where one out of every 100 Americans is incarcerated.
Yep, I've got that story.
Incredible. And I thought for a long time that the war on drugs is maybe it was started with good intentions, but it just doesn't work.
And no.
We need the money, the tremendous amount of money that we've spent overseas and we've wasted in other efforts, ill-gotten efforts, could just revamp the entire federal prison system. And they should be watching Martha Stewart all day. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you guys, so we agree on that point. Perhaps you've seen a show. The information out there today is wonderful. And on the History or a Biography Channel, there's a tremendous show on history of drugs. Starts with the Lawden and works its way all the way through. And it somewhat bashes the war on drugs, but it's just informative. But, around the turn of the century, right on through the 20s and 30s, our nation a fourth or a third of us were drug addicts. So, in light of this conversation,
where'd you get that?
Guys,
really, they claim that a fourth were drug addicts?
Oh,
I've heard it's 1%.
No. This is a great show. It's on Biography or History Channel. It's right there on satellite TV.
Okay. Maybe drug users, not drug addicts.
Oh yeah. In China, at the same time when the U.S. was struggling with the drug problem, China just killed them all. A healthy percentage of their population just white. They said, you just can't have this. And working with the U.S., it's a tremendous show. You should see it. You should make a special effort, anyone who's hearing, to see that. It's the History of Drugs.
The History of Drugs.
It's on, DirecTV, I'm sure.
I'm sure you can go to YouTube and get something about it, too.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. But what do you guys propose? We agree about the drug laws, but if you made all that stuff legal... And I'm not inexperienced now. I'm 52, but I've done a little of everything, and it just takes discipline. But what would you propose to do about that problem? Everybody would be high. Marijuana is one thing, and they should legalize that. But
let's look at it. First off, marijuana. Not addictive. Some people might argue against that and say that some people are.
My brother was hooked.
Addicted to anything. And okay,
yeah,
fine.
I'm all for that. I'm all for pot.
Those people that managed to. First off, the war and the war on drugs essentially is a war on marijuana. 75% of the drug arrests in the United States are marijuana.
It's about 50%.
Well, it's paying for the pensions of half the police officers in the country. That's what it's doing. It's just paying for their pensions.
But let's look at marijuana. Let's look at heroin and cocaine and things like that. Alcohol is addictive to some people, but they don't go and drink that stuff at work. I think
heroin is I watched it. Just happened to see another show on it the other night. It's it's tremendously addictive. You do that once or twice, you can lose it.
You can.
Crack. Crack's very
same
different.
With cigarettes.
You know. Scary. Scary to even think about someone trying it. It's just scary. That stuff's tremendous. So, I mean, we could end up with a terrible problem.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know.
We do have a terrible problem.
Number one,
we have a terrible, terrible problem that's in the war on drugs right now.
I question the statistic that you're accounting that a quarter of the American population were drug addicts. I don't believe
that
one.
You need to see this.
I understand. I'm just telling you, I question it because it goes against what I have read elsewhere. But nonetheless, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. In that, if you look at the statistics from other countries like the Netherlands, for instance, where marijuana users there are less marijuana users, especially amongst teenagers there, than there were before they ended the prohibition on marijuana. And so all the factors point toward less usage. It's just ludicrous to believe. I mean, the people that you know in your life, are they just all itching to go out and smoke some crack the day it becomes legal?
No,
I mean,
no,
who do you know that's waiting to do that?
Right.
Nobody is. The fact is, if you want to do drugs, you go and do them. It's not the laws that, they don't prevent people from going to get drugs. It just makes it a little more difficult to get your hands on them, and it makes them a whole lot more expensive. So, yeah, there are still going to be addicts, but we have addicts today. Yeah, people are still going to do some drugs and get behind the wheel of a car, but we still have that happening today. So,
well, we're a lot smarter today. Part of that show is just ignorance. You know, it was sold as Dr. Smith's miracle remedy, and house women were in their sackcloth dresses, were giving it to their kids with their breakfast cereal, the laudanum. And, or for the common cold, heroin, cocaine.
Yeah, I love them for those listening.
It's
a mix of whiskey
Google
and heroin.
Show.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, dude.
Okay,
I appreciate hearing from you. You know, it's something that the drug prohibitionists, and I don't think he's one of them. He's obviously not one of them, but it's something that the prohibitionists are going to
bring up an issue.
Right. The prohibitionists are going to try to scare you, and they're going to say, well, if we re-legalize drugs, then everybody's going to become an addict, or at least all the people you know, they're all just going to get hooked. That's ludicrous. It's like saying that everybody's addicted to alcohol when everybody's not addicted to alcohol. Some people are, and their lives are very difficult, and it's hard to kick that, and it's a very difficult process. But one thing we can say for sure, it would not help the alcoholic to put him in a jail cell and saddle him with a crime for the rest of his life, with a criminal record. And that's what this government is doing to heroin addicts and marijuana smokers and cocaine addicts and anybody that does an illegal drug. They're getting forced into jail.
How does
that help?
I've got no interest. I've done cocaine before. I've got no interest in ever doing it again. It's just, I don't want to do it.
You tell me, if you're a prohibitionist, if you think the war on drugs is just great, you tell me what's so great about putting somebody in a jail cell and how that's going to help them out. Well, they were a drug addict. Well, now they've hung out in jail around real criminals. Maybe they learned a thing or two about real crime while they were in there, huh? More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08 and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to ronpaulflags.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with it. It was a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. It is the live Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Soviet-style central planning doesn't work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty Lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You can choose which project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. To the phones and the fun, it's Mac in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
I'm thinking about the lady with the credit card trouble. I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
What would the free market do? Well, no, let me rephrase my question. How would the free market deal with predatory companies? Like, you know, with the oil companies, gas prices are almost back up to the point where they were at.
Right. Well, first of all, let me stop you right there. To suggest that the gas companies are in any way predatory, I don't know if you can actually back that up with any evidence. I mean, the fact is, bottled water costs more than gasoline.
The answer is competition. Competition is the handles it, because people want customer service. You want customer service, right, Mac?
Yeah.
And people, and in the area where competition is limited, that's when companies can sort of set their own rules, because there's fewer of them out there to compete with.
Well, and if we did get rid of the federal government, then the oil companies would have more competition, because right now, because of the feds and their laws, oil companies cannot build new refineries. So even if they wanted to scale up their business and increase their production, they can't because the federal government won't allow them to build. What they can do is they can repair their old refineries. They are allowed to do that, but that's not good enough. It means that they aren't able to scale up their business as necessary according to consumer demand. It also means that all of the new wonderful technologies they might develop to refine the oil might they'll never be able to implement them because they can't build new refineries. I mean, it's nuts. It's the same thing with nuclear power. We don't have nuclear power, not because it's bad or it's a bad idea, but because the government has decided we shouldn't be able to have it. Nuclear power would be incredibly safe if these companies were able to actually build the facilities, but the federal government, stepping in all of its infinite wisdom, has decided, well, no, we won't have any more nuclear power facilities being built, and so therefore, we are literally stuck in 1970 as far as the power structure, the power grid in this country. It's so old and decrepit, and it's because of government just putting the kibosh on building any new power structures. At least the nuclear ones.
Yes, sir?
Okay. I picked up the newspaper this morning. I've read an article about the St. Patrick's Day festival down here in Savannah. Mm-hmm. And they're adding more police to do security. Now, just explain. Just listen. Okay, you have the Metro Police. This is all the people who do security for the festival. You have the Metropolitan Police for Savannah. You have the Chatham County Sheriff's Department. You have Department of Corrections. They send in guards. Department of Parole and Pardons, they send in agents to security. We have private security companies, and we have organizations like the International Order of the Guardian Angels. I used to be part of them, and we did security down there.
That's a lot of damn security.
And they added more cops this year. The thing about it is that they're supposed to be, making sure that people don't be urinating in public, getting too drunk, and you have cops who come in from out of town. They're worse than the civilians.
The out-of-town cops are worse? Oh, you mean the cops that are coming in, they're drinking? Is that what you're saying?
They're drinking in uniform. Matter of fact, the parade commission banned, they said in New York City, their band can come down, but they can't send any extra cops that, to march in the parade because they was getting drunk and
going crazy.
They was groping women and everything.
Wow.
What
a nice example they're setting there for...
Well, they got the power, but they don't have the accountability of being in their own town where their bosses are,
Interesting point. Mac, thanks for the call tonight, as always, dude. 800-259-9231, New Jersey. Trenton, Associated Press, reporting for New Jersey drivers. The message is clear. Keep your thumbs on the wheel and off the keypad. Beginning Saturday, that's today, police can slap drivers with a $100 fine for talking or sending a text message on handheld devices.
Well, I don't know about the talking on a cell phone thing. I think that it's probably best to use a headset when you're driving. But sending text messages while you're driving, dangerous, dangerous crap. And I'm not so sure that bothers me that much.
Well, first of all, it's dangerous doing anything besides driving when you're driving. It could be dangerous to change the station on the radio dial, which is all the more reason to keep it locked into Free Talk Live. It can be
sure,
dangerous
but you push
to turn.
You push one button on the radio in order to change the station. How many buttons do you push in order to send a text
all you
message
need, Mark,
of a few
All you
digits.
Need is a fraction of a second. That's all you
right.
need to get a
sure.
door.
But every time you do it, you don't push the button that many times on the radio. You've got to push it several times to send text messages.
I understand what
so
you're saying. I'm not defending people sending text messages.
It is, exponentially a more dangerous
Look,
activity.
I'm not defending people sending text messages, Mark. I'm just saying if you're going to outlaw that, then you might as well just outlaw everything that a driver can do besides drive. It's dangerous to turn to your right and talk to the passenger in your car. It's more dangerous to turn and talk to the kids in the back seat. I mean, it's dangerous to eat. It's dangerous to put on makeup. It's dangerous to do all kinds of things.
Well, I don't think
how about we just make it so if you're driving dangerously, then that's the problem. Because you and I both know, Mark, that this law in New Jersey, which is not unfamiliar, apparently it's joining four other states, including New York, in similar bans. But this new law, which could be coming to a state near you, is just going to be used as revenue generation.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to be used for.
And I'm not so sure that they're even going to know that you're sending a text message or anything like that.
Well, by the way, it says here that talking on a handheld cell phone in New York is reason enough to get pulled over. The Garden State is the first where text messaging on the road is a primary offense, meaning police need no other reason to pull the driver over, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. I didn't even know there was a National Conference of State Legislatures, but it figures they probably trade bad ideas as to how to control our lives. Pam Fisher, director of New Jersey's Division of Highway Traffic Safety, said officers will be on the lookout for telltale signs of distracted drivers, slow driving, and the cell phone weave. Drivers can still use their cell phones to contact police or emergency services and can talk at any time with a hands-free device, but crash statistics suggest those headsets and earpieces may not make conversations in the car any safer.
Yeah, by the way, the headsets don't make it much safer. I think that perhaps it makes it slightly safer in that your both hands are on the wheel, but not really.
Well, I tell you why.
People don't. A lot of people drive with one hand on the wheel anyway.
They'll tell you why here in a moment, Mark. In 2006, nearly half of the 3,500 phone-related crashes in New Jersey involved a hands-free device, according to transportation officials. 5 of 11 fatal accidents involving a cell phone that year also involved a hands-free device. Now, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says those figures are consistent, with recent research showing no difference in crash risk between handheld and hands-free cell phones. The conversation itself is the distraction, said the Institute. You're in another place when you're talking on the phone.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's so.
And I have to agree. There have been plenty of times in the past when I've been on the road, on the phone, and, you know, blown right by an interstate exit simply because I was in the world of the conversation and not paying as much attention to my surroundings as I should have been. Trucker Luke Ataldo hopes a new law will cut down on distracted drivers he sees across the state. He said, I see a car in the middle lane doing 50 miles an hour, and 99.9% of the time it's someone yakking on a cell phone, he said. But he questioned how police would spot drivers typing out a message. If you're doing 75 miles an hour, that cop has to be right alongside to see you. Driving while using a handheld cell phone has been illegal in New Jersey since 2004, when the state became the second in the nation to pass the ban. However, it was considered a secondary offense, meaning that drivers could be ticketed for that if they were pulled over for another reason. Hmm. Over the past year, state courts have recorded 16,000 tickets for the offense. I wonder what it is per shot there. It doesn't tell you.
16,000 tickets for that offense? I wonder what they're getting pulled over for.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a tail light out. And you were talking on a cell phone.
$50 a pop. I don't know what. I'm just pulling a number out of my hat here. It could be 100. That's a lot of cash for the state. More on the way. You can take control. And by the way, the state bureaucrats are predicting that number is going to significantly rise now that cell phone use is a primary offense. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show, then wear our logo. Go to store.freetalklive.com and grab yourself some Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies. We've got all kinds of different things, and it's good quality products, too. We did not scrimp, we did not chintz out on the quality levels. So go to store.freetalklive.com, and you can also find out how you can get a free bumper sticker. No obligation. You don't have to buy anything to get the free bumper sticker. It's free for real. So go to store.freetalklive.com. We go to Bill in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
You guys, let me get this straight before I say anything. You guys are in favor of banning headset talking?
No, not at all. Not me.
Oh, Mark? Good. Okay. Because I don't use a cell phone myself, but I don't think there should be any law against a person even driving and having a cell phone on at one.
I think you should be able to have a cell phone in one hand and the steering wheel in the other. I think as long as you're driving okay, then it's fine. I think if you're driving dangerously, then that should be the issue. And I think that should always be the issue. I don't care what the reason is that you're driving dangerously. I don't care if it's because you're driving while tired, driving while under the influence, driving while cell phone, driving while changing the station, driving while arguing with the kids. If you're driving dangerously, that should be the issue, and that should be the only, you know, the only rule is just drive safe.
I agree with that 100%. The argument I was going to use against that first argument, if you had been against it, I would say, well, then we're going to have to make a law that says only one person can drive a car at a time.
Yeah, that is the that is the inevitable logical ends of
or
all of this regulation.
Or a soundproof sectioned off area of the car.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'll let somebody else have a chance.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay,
800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, before you know it, if we keep going down this road with more and more restrictive regulations for how you can behave in the car, before you know it, it's going to be illegal to turn your head for any other reason than to look behind you right quick to see if the lane's clear for you to change lanes.
Well, what concerns me about your situation where you talk about only pulling people over for driving dangerously is that it gives more subjective scenarios for the cops. I mean, what if a police officer actually can decide that you're driving too quickly for the conditions, even though you're under the speed limit? So the speed limit can be 70 miles an hour, but it can be snowy or whatever, and they think that you're driving too quickly, he can pull you over and give you a ticket for, reckless driving.
But you and I both know that the police can use whatever excuse they want to pull you
right,
over.
There are already
sorry, it looks like you've got a tail light out there, sir, and even though you may not have a tail light out.
So they can use any old reason they want to. If the police aren't out there enforcing bad laws like, the war on drugs, then they wouldn't be as scary. You know, if the police weren't threatening you with imminent arrest or planting drugs on your person, if they don't like you, then it wouldn't be as big of a deal for the police to actually pull someone over for driving dangerously, because there wouldn't be any way for them to operate in a corrupted manner. So the ideal situation, of course, would be to end the war on drugs and have the police actually out doing real police work, like investigating real criminals like murderers, for instance. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I called about nuclear power, but before we go to that, if you're driving while dangerous, who's your victim?
Well, the private road owner, I guess, would be the one that would have a rule against driving dangerously, I would presume.
Yeah, we're talking about there's a world really of, no victim, so there's no crime. But anyway,
I was talking about a world of private roads, Gene, and in that case, a private road owner can create whatever rules he or she wants to.
Well, that's true. That's true. If the roads are private. But anyway, nuclear power. You said, mentioned something earlier about if the government got out, the cost would be cheaper or whatever. But I wanted to say that the state of nuclear power is it can never be cheap. I don't care if the government's involved or not.
Really?
Because people don't factor in the cost of disposal. Now, current state of the art requires a nuclear power plant to be disassembled after about 25 years, and nearly the entire structure is nuclear waste, as well as all of the spent fuel and the water and some of the other components involved in the thing are hot. And some of those really hot items are hot for, 500,000 years, something like that. So unless we were able to figure out a way to properly dispose of this stuff, so far, you cannot even know what the cost of nuclear power is because we cannot factor in the cost of disposal.
I don't care. I mean, it's not my concern. It's the concern of those people in search of a profit who are out there looking to operate nuclear power plants. If they're willing to take on those costs and those risks, then that's their business.
Yeah, well, how would you enforce somebody taking on the cost of storing something for 150,000 years?
Enforce it? I don't know. It's their business. I'm sure they'd have their land and they'd put it there and bury it like people have been doing with.
What are they doing with it currently, Gene?
Yeah, I mean, we've got nuclear power plants.
A lot of it is stored on site, and they really don't know what they're going to do with it in 50 years to 100 years. They don't have any clue.
There's a lot of land out there, Gene, and they can use, I'm sure, a good chunk of it to store stuff and keep people away from it. No problem.
So you think we should that the person would buy a chunk of land and just pour a bunch of nuclear fuel in there, and it's disposed of for 50,000 or 150,000 years.
There have been ways. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a nuclear expert. But from what I understand, there are ways to seal this stuff off.
One thing's for sure.
Keep it safe.
If we get the government out of energy, that we will come up with better sources of energy.
Yeah, I trust the marketplace to innovate these things, Gene.
Even if you were able to do that, you would have to figure the cost of that land over the price over the length of 150,000 years.
Land
right
doesn't
now,
cost anything, man. If you're out in the middle of nowhere, I mean, you're not talking about nuclear power plants operating in the middle of a city. You're talking about out in the middle of nowhere, where there's nothing around. That land's not expensive, and if you're a power company, if you've got the amount of capital that it would take to build the cooling towers in a nuclear power plant, you can certainly afford a plot of land to use for disposal purposes. I mean, there are people that it's their profession, Gene, to dispose of things. Let the marketplace work on this. It would come up with the solutions.
The people that have the job of disposing things don't have a clue how to dispose of nuclear fuel. The point I'm getting at is the cost is unknown. Nobody knows what that cost is.
So what? It's their business. Let them take the risk. I'm sure they're willing to do it. There are companies out there that would build nuclear power plants if they were just allowed to by the government, but they're not. So because of that, they haven't been able to use the past three decades to innovate and create all of these solutions that you're looking for. The marketplace will solve the problems. Necessity is the mother of invention, Gene.
Well, Okay, if you think that they can solve the problem, I'd sure like to see them do that.
If they can, it's their investment on the line, not mine and yours, so who cares? Let them lose their ass. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231.
I think in 50,000 or 150,000 years, we probably would have gotten space travel to the level that shooting a bunch of nuclear garbage into space is probably something that we could live with.
That's one idea. There are a
Send
lot
it
of,
straight towards the sun.
There are a lot of possibilities, Mark. And you and I and Gene, none of us know what they all are because we aren't the people with the investment on the line.
You know, and these are the sort of things that people just never imagine. There's all kinds of things people never imagine that we'd be able to do.
Fly?
Drive cars. Who would have imagined a horseless carriage?
And there are things that people say today that we'll never be able to do, like teleport, for instance. And all of these things may very well be possible. Live forever. All of these things are possible. And we can imagine them. We can turn.
Right,
if we're
now,
free,
the government regulates the disposal of this nuclear waste that he's talking about.
Yeah.
Therefore, and since they store it on site, it is not figured into the equation of selling nuclear power. If it was figured into the equation, then perhaps nuclear power would be priced out of the market. But we don't know because the government's all mixed up and involved.
Exactly.
It messes up the scenarios, and we end up with things that we wouldn't otherwise use, like ethanol gasoline, where they're, now currently they're driving up corn prices by, forcing us to use corn ethanol gas.
Just a few more moments remaining here, but I want to read just a couple of paragraphs from a fun article from The Onion. In case you don't know, it's a satirical news source, brilliant website, theonion.com. This the story is idiom shortage leaves nation all sewed up in horse pies. A crippling idiom shortage that has left millions of Americans struggling to express themselves spread like tugboat hens throughout the U.S. mainland Tuesday in an unparalleled lingual crisis that now has the entire country 6 winks short of an icicle. Since beginning 2 weeks ago, the deficit in these vernacular phrases has affected nearly every English speaker on the continent, making it virtually impossible to communicate symbolic ideas through a series of words that does not individually share the same meaning as the group of words as a whole. In what many are calling a cast-iron piano tune unlike any on record, idiomatic expression has been devastated nationwide. Harvard University linguistics professor Dr. Howard Albright said, "This is an absolute oyster carnival." He noted that the 2008 idiom shortage has been the country's worst. He says, "I don't know any other way to describe it." The article goes on for several more paragraphs.
Somebody needs an onomatopoeia right in the mouth. That's a pow, bam.
TheOnion.com. Good stuff. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and wishing you a happy and safe weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.